CNN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Israeli cabinet approves a ceasefire agreement with the terrorist group Hamas. Correspondent Andrew Stewart says this would bring a temporary halt to the devastating war that is now in week seven.
Israeli leaders say under an outline of the deal, Hamas is to free at least 50 of the roughly 240 hostages over a four-day period. Qatar, which mediates with Hamas, later confirmed the deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to the cabinet before their early vote on Wednesday. Mr. Netanyahu told them the war against Hamas would continue even if a deal was reached.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Israel, the U.S., and Qatar have negotiated for weeks over a hostage release that would be paired with a temporary ceasefire and the entry of more humanitarian aid. Also at SRNnews.com, millions are traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday.
So many of us will be on the roads or in the air that it's expected to break records. 55 million of us will be traveling, says the AAA. The worst day to be on the highways, Wednesday. The busiest days to fly are today and tomorrow and the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The good news for travelers by plane and car alike, prices are coming down. Airfares are averaging $268 per ticket. That's down 14% from a year ago, according to the travel site Hopper. And the price of gas is down to about $3.29 a gallon. A year ago, it was $3.66, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley.
A new poll shows former President Trump leading President Biden in the race for the White House. The Harvard Caps Harris poll shows Mr. Trump receiving 48% support among respondents compared to Biden's 41%. Mr. Trump gained 2 percentage points since a similar survey conducted in October. This is SRN News. Another executive loses his job over the Bud Light transgender debacle.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Anheuser-Busch's U.S. marketing chief, Benoit Garbi, will leave at the end of this year, the third company officer who's paid the price for the decision to team up Bud Light with social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman. That decision tanked Bud Light sales and pulled Anheuser-Busch's global profits down. It's not clear if the company will recover anytime soon or ever. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Virginia Democrat, whose legislative campaign ended in defeat after it was revealed that she performs on a pornographic website, says she is a victim. The woman who performs with her husband claims that the revelation of her activities by the news media amounts to a sex crime. Ken Nunnenkamp, executive director of Republican Party of Virginia, says voters probably felt that her actions made her unqualified. This is SRN News. Struggles continue in the U.S. housing market.
Used home sales slumped in October to their slowest pace in more than 13 years. Surging mortgage rates and rising prices kept many prospective home buyers on the sidelines. Existing home sales fell 4.1% last month from September. The national median sales price rose nearly 3.5% from October last year to just under $392,000.
Correspondent Greg Cluxton. House Judiciary Committee is issuing a subpoena for a prosecutor in the Hunter Biden case. Leslie Wolf, who's a top prosecutor from U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware, David Weiss's office, is being asked to show up for testimony on December 7th. House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan said Wolf was directly involved in the office's investigation of Biden and that the probe deviated from standard investigative procedures. More details at SRNnews.com.